Most locals knew who Della Lee was. She waitressed at a greasy spoon called Eat and Run, which was tucked far enough outside the town limits that the ski crowd tourists didn't see it. She haunted bars at night. She was probably in her late 30s, maybe 10 years older than Josie, and she was rough and flashy and did whatever she wanted. No reasonable explanation required. Della Lee Baker? What are you doing in my closet? You shouldn't leave your window unlocked. Who knows who could get in? Della Lee said, single-handedly debunking the long-held belief that if you dotted your windowsills and door thresholds with peppermint oil, no unwanted visitors would ever appear. For years, Josie's mother had instructed every maid in their employ to anoint the house's casings with peppermint to keep the undesirables away. Their house now smelled like the winter holidays all year round. Josie took a step back and pointed. Get out! I can't! You most certainly can. I need a place to hide. I see. And of course, this was the first place you thought of. Who would look for me here? Rough women had rough ways. Was Della Lee trying to tell her that she was in danger? Okay, I'll bite. Who's looking for you, Della Lee? Maybe no one. Maybe they haven't discovered I'm missing yet. Then, to Josie's surprise, Della Lee reached over to the false wall at the back of the narrow closet and slid it open. And speaking of discoveries, look what I found. Revealed now was the large secret space behind the closet. There were stacks of paperback romances, magazines, and catalogs on the floor. But most of the secret closet was occupied by shelves piled with food. Packaged snacks, rows of sweets, towers of colas. Josie's entire body suddenly burned with panic. She was supposed to be happy. And most of the time she supposed she was, in an awkward, sleepy kind of way. She'd never be the beauty her mother was or have the personality of her late father. She was pale and plain and just this side of plump, and she accepted that. But food was a comfort. It filled in the hollow spaces, and it felt good to hide it, because then she could enjoy it alone without worrying about what others thought or about letting her mother down. I need to figure some things out first, Della Lee said, sliding the door back in place, her point made. She was letting Josie know that she knew her secret. Don't reveal mine, and I won't reveal yours. Then I'll be moving up north. You can't stay here. I'll give you some money. You can stay in a motel. Josie started to turn, to get her wallet, to get Della Lee away from her food. But then she stopped. Wait, you're leaving Bald Slope? Like you don't dream of leaving this stupid town? Della Lee said, leaning back on her hands. Don't be ridiculous. I'm a Serene. Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't those travel magazines in your secret closet? Josie bristled. Get out. It looks like I got here just in time. This is not the closet of a happy woman, Josie. At least I'm not hiding in it. I bet you do sometimes. Get out. No! That's it. I'm calling the police. Della Lee laughed. She actually sat there and laughed at Josie. Her front teeth were a little crooked, but it looked good on her, offbeat and sassy. And what will you say? There's a woman in your closet. Come get her out. They might find your stash. Josie thought about calling Della Lee's bluff. It would serve her right. It might even be worth everyone knowing about the food in her closet. But then her heart began to beat harder. Who was she kidding? It was embarrassing enough being such a sorry excuse for a Southern belle. Her weight, her unfortunate hair, her secret dreams of leaving her mother who needed her, of leaving and never looking back. Respectable daughters took care of their mothers. Respectable daughters did not hide enormous amounts of candy in their closets. So you stay, you don't tell anyone. Is that it?
Sure,
Delalee said easily. That's blackmail.
Add it to my list of sins.
I don't think there's room left on that list, Josie said as she took a dress from its hanger. Then she closed the closet door on Delalee. She went to the bathroom down the hall to dress and to pull her very curly licorice black hair back into a low ponytail. When she walked back to her bedroom, she stared at her closet door for a moment. It looked completely innocuous. She took a deep breath and walked to it. Maybe she'd imagined the whole thing. She opened the door.
You should wear makeup, Delalee said.
Josie reached up and grabbed her lucky red cardigan off the high shelf, then closed the door. She put the sweater on and closed her eyes. Go away, go away, go away. She opened the door again.
No, really? Mascara? Lip gloss? Something?
Josie sighed. The sweater was probably just rusty. It had been sitting there all summer, after all. Delalee wouldn't be there when she got home. Good things happened when she wore this sweater. She'd had the best haircut she'd ever had while wearing it. When she'd slept in it once, it snowed for 3 days straight. And she'd been wearing it the day she first met Adam. She closed the door, paused with her hand on the knob, then opened it one last time.
Eyeliner? Delalee said.
Josie turned and walked away.